And we're back at the Barlow Stadium War Memorial Field. It is time here on the Mountain West Bank Halftime Show for the Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game. Sayers Jewelers, your hometown jewelers, open 7 days a week in the Bonner Mall, Jay. And anytime you have the kind of defensive output you had last week for the Bulldogs, which was a shutout until the first team defense got out there, the defensive line's getting the job done. And so we picked one of the players off that defensive line as our player of the week for last week.
Yeah, Keith Jensen, right, Chris?
Yep.
You know, the junior, he's a big kid. He's tough. He lines up right in the middle of that defense. He kind of sets the edge there for the Bulldogs at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, last week he was pretty dominant. I know Coach Knowles had some great things to say about him. And about the defense as a whole.
Yeah.
That was their best four-quarter game of the year. So congratulations to Keith Jensen. And, he's doing a good job tonight too, Chris. Giving up too many big plays so far.
Yeah, big plays and then stalling out on offense, and that's how you get down 28-0 at halftime. And if you're Coach Knowles and Coach Steelbar and the Bulldog coaching staff out there, you know, what are you trying to accomplish here in the first 5 minutes? Obviously, the Bulldogs are going to get the football first, so, you know, they want to establish something on offense, I think, and try and, you know, maybe get two or three first downs in a row.
Right, yeah, let's put a drive together here. Let's maintain the ball, the possession, and keep the clock running, and have some positive come here, and find a little rhythm. It's really uncharacteristic for the Bulldogs passing game. You know, and Jackson Petty's been really efficient through the first three games, Chris. But tonight, just a little bit more pressure, and you know, you can see the athleticism on that defensive side of the ball for the Wildcats, and really making those tight throws that Jackson has to make, and making it tough for him for the receivers to get open and Jackson to get the ball to him.
Yeah, it's been, he hasn't had a ton of time. He's got a couple of opportunities to let it fly deep. But, the rush has been all around him the entire time he's been back there. He's had to step up and find pockets. And the real problem the Bulldogs have run into as well, you know, especially that first time they were down there, you know, you get a snap that's off to the right, and the quarterback's got to turn and get it, and, you know, you lose those yards, and it's so tough to overcome that against a really tough, good defense.
Yeah, absolutely. You're exactly right, Chris. And both times they had miscues in that backfield on both opportunities inside that 10-yard line, and you just can't do that against a good team. And you can't have those mistakes, if you want to call them mistakes, but at the end of the day, you got to clean those up. And the Bulldogs are beat. You know, they're right. Get rid of a couple big plays. You know, not to say the Mount Spokane's not going to take the ball down the field and make the score, but they're going to take some time off the clock.
Yeah,
but
they're going to get fewer possessions than if you let a guy run 97 yards.
Exactly. So,
kick comes deep and into the end zone, and the Bulldogs will start it on the 20. As you look at Mount Spokane, Bulldogs are, you know, struggling a little bit but Mount Spokane, I mean, their defense is solid. Their offense is spectacular. Their special teams have been very solid. Their kicking game is good.
Yeah.
They're a very well-oiled machine. And as you spoke about it before, you know, that having a program where these kids, when they start playing football in the junior levels, are doing the same thing through youth, through middle school. They get to the high school and, you know, you're talking about making adjustments, not teaching them systems. Makes it a lot easier.
And again, this senior class, Chris, this is Jackson Pettis' fourth offense. He's ran in 4 years since his freshman year. The Bulldogs, we're coming along, but obviously we're not quite to where
we want to be. Garrett Cox is where he wants to be. That's in first down yardage from the 20. He's out to the 36-yard line, so that's a 16-yard gain for the Bulldogs on first down, and that's what we're talking about. Bulldogs look like they're going to up the tempo just a little bit here at the start of the third quarter as well, and they're right to the line of scrimmage, ready to go immediately.
Yeah, Connor Hutchinson and Brandon Casey out there doing a great job. A nice hole for Cox.
Cox again up the middle, this time 3, so second and 7 coming for the Bulldogs. As we are underway here in the third quarter, we thank Mountain West Bank for bringing you the halftime show, as they do each and every week. Member FDIC, equal housing lender with 3 branches in our area, Pondre, Sandpoint, Newport. Mountain West Bank, we love high school football, and it shows because they've been with us for quite a while now, and We thank them and all of our sponsors here, bringing you Bulldog football. Another beautiful night. A little rain earlier, but it's nice now, and Cox is running hard. He's across the 40, he's out across the 45. That's going to be near first down yardage. In fact, I think they're going to give it to him. So
yeah.
7 yards, nice spot for the Bulldogs, and another first down. There we go. That's two in a row. Let's see if they can sustain.
Hey, nice block right there by Jake Sir, 66. 77 for the Bulldogs. He's able to seal that in that time and allow Cox to get to the outside, and he's able to cut up and make the first, you know, get through that first initial tackle and drive his feet, pick up a nice first down. The Bulldogs having a little bit of a success here running the football early in the second half.
Well, they've eclipsed their entire first half running yardage and output, two plays, I think, here in the third quarter. So the Bulldogs are now at the 47-yard line, nearing midfield. Back to pass Pettit, looking. Now he's going to run. He heads across the 40, out to the 50, and gets three out of something that looked like it might be nothing, and it's going to be second and seven. So continued positive yardage for the Bulldogs on this drive.
Yeah, again, Jackson Pettit looking downfield. Grayson, just, hey, nothing happening. He's 2 seconds back there. He does a smart thing, picks up 3 yards. The pressure was starting to close in on him, and a smart play there by Jackson Pettit.
Pettit looking, throwing. It's incomplete. Tries to get it to Elijah Larson, but it's knocked away by Jose Alvarez Renteria. Of course, the Bulldogs missing one of their key cogs tonight. That's Tyler Lehman, who's not feeling too well. He's been having some trouble, so hopefully he gets better and is feeling better soon. Tough, smart kid, and the Bulldogs really miss him tonight here at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. It's 3rd and 7. Pettit. Hands it off. Up the middle. Benefield with a giant hole. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's inside that 30 and knocked down at the 27.
Yeah, but again, the left side there, Brandon Casey and Connor Hutchins doing a great job. A huge hole for Pat Benefield, and he's able to punch it down the field. Doesn't get hit until the free safety there. They're in that cover two. That free safety comes up and not after about 30 yards downfield, and that's another big play on that running game for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, 23-yard gain right there. Bulldogs with their best drive of the night by a long shot. Another handoff fake this time to Benefield, and they throw it out in the flat. It's a low throw, caught. Another catch for a loss, about a half-yard loss on that one. Going to be second down and 11.
And that play had some opportunity to be a real positive instead. The ball a little underthrown by Jackson, which is unusual. Chris, he's done a great job of putting the ball where it needs to be. That time, Elijah going down low and his knees on the ground and makes it a 1 yard loss on that completion.
So second down and 11. Bulldogs get the final signals from Coach Steelbar, the offensive coordinator, and Pettis back to pass. Big rush. He's hit as he throws, but he's caught. Elijah Larson catches it, and he's hit immediately. Inside the 30, down to about the 26. Short gain, maybe 2 or 3. So another 3rd and long. Bulldogs don't need to get all 7 on this play. They've this is 4 down territory for sure.
Yeah, 4 down territory inside that 30-yard line, Chris. And, see if the Bulldogs can't maybe go back to that running game with Benefield here.
The handoff is a delay to Benefield, and he's got room. He's up the middle. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Zach Benefield's into the end zone. Bulldogs get a 27-yard touchdown strike and get on the board. And, out of the locker room at halftime, it looks like a completely different Bulldog football offense.
Yeah, I tell you what, whatever Coach Knowles had to say there in that locker room, Chris, it actually works as the Bulldogs come out and really showing some toughness at that front, at that offensive line, open up, some nice holes for both Cox and Benefield. And, I tell you, the missed opportunities in the first half, the Bulldogs are going to look back, probably tomorrow in the film session, we had an opportunity to be in this game and in the first half. But, again, a great job right there on that the right side, and Benefield doing all the work and getting the end zone.
All right, Bulldogs probably going to have to spend a timeout on the extra point because nobody thought to bring the tee out. Well, they managed to get it off. The kick is up, and it is good. Bulldogs on the board. First position of the third quarter, it's 28-7 Mount Spokane. We'll be back on KSPT and Rock 103 after this.
Standpoint, it just comes naturally. This lake sure makes me smile. It's got the vibe, it wanna stay a while. Music floats through the mountain air. I wanna be there. Sandpoint just comes naturally. I'm talking about Sandpoint.
The sights and sounds of downtown Sandpoint create a shopping and dining experience like no other.
The Alpine Shop on Church Street has everything you need to gear up for winter fun with new skis and boots from Atomic, Salomon, K2, and more. It's all at the Alpine Shop in Sandpoint.
Check out the spirit of the Northwest at Holland's Gallery on 1st Avenue in Sandpoint. You'll find vintage fine art and black and white photography through the photographic lens of the legendary Ross Hall.
The historic Cedar Street Bridge is a unique marketplace, home to boutiques, local artisans, a delicious bistro, and much more. Drink, shop, and dine at the Cedar Street Bridge.
For a complete list of businesses and activities, visit downtownsandpoint.com.
Sandpoint, it just comes naturally.
All right, we're back at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. Bulldogs jump on the board. Do you do something crazy in the kicking game here, Jay?
I don't think so, Chris. You know, again, you know, let's hit them back a little bit here and let that defense see if they can't make some stops here.
Well, they kick it to Kasser, who picks it up at about the 15-yard line. Heads to the far side. He's got
a
big hole. He's across midfield, but this one is coming back as there's a whole bunch of yellow on the floor. At about the 27-yard line. So that will mark likely the Wildcats back inside their 20 after we get the official hold against Mount Spokane. So the Bulldog defense with a little room to breathe there. And let's see if Sandpoint's defense can come out with the same kind of fervor the offense had in this third quarter.
Yeah, you know, that penalty right there by Mount Spokane, big mistake, is, you know, really kind of out of the way, because Cancer had a huge hole off that right side, and you know, just a mental mistake by the Wildcat blocker there.
Yeah, the hold was almost after Cancer had already gone
streaming
by him, too. So doubly egregious if you're Mount Spokane. The ball's going to be marked all the way back inside. Wow, they're still walking down to the 10. So that's going to be back to the 10-yard line. And that's where Mount Spokane takes over first and 10. Jeter Schauerman, who's the caretaker of this offense, and he's going to split out wide, which means they'll just snap it right to Katzer. They do. Katzer with a blocker in front, heads to the far side. Going to get about 4 on the play. Second and 6 coming up. One thing about the Wildcat, when they run it to him, it does take the element of surprise or any thoughts of trickeration out of the way. They snap it straight to him.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. It gives Bulldogs maybe a little opportunity to locate him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Schauerman this time. He's got Medill in the slot, probably to go in motion any moment. He does, right in front of the quarterback. They take the handoff. Schauerman throws a screen pass up the middle. It's caught. Good catch put on by number 21, Hudson Gilbert. Of course, there were 3 linemen with him. How are those guys not downfield?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Chris. Boy, they looked like they were
a little further. Fight his linemen for the catch.
Yeah, a little further down than 3 yards there on that play.
So the completed pass is a first down out to the 25-yard line. That's another 11 for Mount Spokane, who's back in the huddle. These guys are old school, big time. They huddle up. They run it a lot. They kind of throwback football here, the way Mount Spokane operates. Man in motion, Medill, fake to Medill. They hand it off to Kasser. Shockingly, and oh, he's got another big hole. He's across the 50. He's to the 40. He's got one man to beat. He gets a block. He's at the 30, he's at the 20, he's at the 10, he's into the end zone. Another 75-yard touchdown run.
Wow. Cannot stop the man, I tell you. Again, a good job blocking there. It's, again, you know, opened up a nice hole for Katzer to get through there. And just the Bulldogs just not fast enough to get over to close the space, and he's just able to outrun everybody to the sideline and then finish it off with beating the defensive back there who was back deep. What? Wow. 16 carries for 370 and 4 touchdowns. I imagine he's going to be spokesman review offensive player of the week.
You think? I don't think anyone's going to beat those stats. Extra point attempt is very low, and it is good again. Wow. That's two extra points that Barry cleared the crossbar, but it's 35-7, 6:57 left here in the third quarter on KSBT and Rock 103. Now, this scoring update here brought to you by Burger Express, 100% hot and fresh, deluxe any sandwich for free. Family-owned and operated, go Bulldogs. We thank Burger Express jumping on this year with the scoring updates and all of our Bulldog sponsors. And, well, offense completed the task in their first position, but another giant run for Katzer, who is going to show up in some of these Bulldog defenders' nightmares tonight.
Boy, I tell you, Chris, and, you know, yeah, he's going to probably show up in my nightmare. What's this? it's not like it's anything fancy. It's just straightforward.
That was literally just a handoff off the right side.
Yeah.
He saw the hole, and as soon as he saw it, he was at full speed. Elijah Larson was running downfield with a receiver, but a real nice block put on that by the receiver, and Katzer ran by him like Larson was standing still. And Elijah is one of our best athletes. There's a kick that comes to Christian Niemela on the far side. Niemela up the middle, the big return to the 30. Still on his feet, almost to the 40-yard line. Mark him at the 38-yard line, and the offense will come back out with the Bulldogs again down by 28.
Yeah, what are the bright spots for the Bulldogs tonight? Is their special teams.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, unfortunately, they had a lot of opportunities to make some of these returns, but, you know, Christian Niemela doing a great job. The kicker's kicking it deep down to the 1 yard line, but he might be out kicking his coverage. It's again, a 35 yard, 36 yard return for Niemela, who sees the hole and really turns the jets on and gives the Bulldogs a great place to start.
And you can see that, you know, early in the season when Christian was getting those kicks, it was like he was trying to pick his way through and find something. Now, that time, and most of his returns tonight, he's just heading straight north.
Yeah.
Or straight south, as the case may be, in this configuration of Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. So the Bulldogs back on offense with Garrett Cox in the backfield with Pettit. Rolling out Pettit, being chased, throwing it. It's knocked up in the air and incomplete. Again, going for Elijah Larson. And Larson has been blanketed all night long by Jose Alvarez Renteria. And Renteria was there to tip that one up in the air. Fortunately for the Bulldogs, it fell harmlessly to the turf.
Yeah, he's a good coverage guy, Chris, and he likes to celebrate and let everybody know how good of a job he's doing, too, out there on the field. But, again, not a whole lot of room for Jackson Pettit to scoop the ball in.
Second and 10. Pettit. Hand off up the middle, and this one goes nowhere. As Oso then drives Cox back about 15 yards after the whistles blow. Pays the price, loses his helmet, so he's going to have to come off the field.
Yeah, again, that time, the Bulldogs going back to that running game, and there's nothing happening up the middle for Cox. It's a bunch of Wildcats there to make that tackle.
Yeah, about the time that Garrett got that handoff, he was being smothered by three Wildcats, 3 yards back in the backfield. So, second down, they say 12. Make it third and 12. His back to pass is Pettit. Pettit going deep, trying to get it out to Larson again. It is going to be incomplete. Spot four between Larson and number 17, Jake Griffith. So Bulldogs will have to punt. And that was a heave and hoper right there.
Yeah, just a tough throw. He got the safety over the top, Chris, trying to dial it up down the middle to Elijah, who, you know, he's beating his guy, but he's got that coverage over the top so he can kind of play underneath. And Elijah does a great job going up and just making sure that ball wasn't intercepted. And it might have, you know.
So Bulldogs
probably
back
in the same situation here as with ball would have been intercepted.
Bulldogs getting set. Low snap goes through, and the kick is up, and then the Bulldog kicker is hammered to the ground. What a great punt by Cheryl, who's talking to the referee, who said, you dropped it, son. That takes your protection right away. But a great punt nonetheless, all the way down to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, he got much there, Chris. But again, you know, he becomes a runner there when that ball comes down. He kind of sprinted out to the left. Does a great job of getting the ball off. But he got hit pretty good there.
Yeah, no kidding. Walks over to the sidelines and he's talking to his buddies and saying, "I thought I wasn't supposed to get hit when I was pressing it." So here we go, 1st and 10 once again from Mount Spokane. There's a handoff on the cross sweep action for the man in motion, Connor Morrill, and he gets not much on this first down play. Morrill gets one. It'll be 2nd down and 9.
Yeah, he'll be interested to see what the Wildcats do with now number 30 in the game here. As it looks like they're getting some other guys, some opportunities to throw the ball here. But he's been a one-man wrecking crew here against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Catchers. And I'd probably done a 28 in the middle of the third quarter with almost 400 yards of rushing on his docket already. Back to pass, throw down the middle. It's caught.
New
right
half
the 50-yard line. Yeah, lefty, look like.
Well, he does a great job just stepping back there. Not a whole lot of pressure by the Bulldogs, and he just steps back and lets it rip, and a nice completion to hit the receiver on a little skinny post pattern off the 50-yard line.
Yeah, that's Kanoa Figueroa, and that new quarterback, like catching number, as soon as
A.J. Newcomb
turned sideways.
One.
A.J. Newcomb. Hand off on the sweep again, and this time it is dialed in. Dylan Peterson all over that one on the far side. Just it ruins that play, and it's going to be 2nd down and about 13.
Yeah, again, you know, great job that time setting the edge there, Chris. They're trying to get to the outside of the short side of the field, and have Dylan Peterson right there to bring him down. Nice play for what it looks like a 2 or 3 yard loss.
So 2nd and 13 for A.J. Newcomb, the new quarterback here. Receiving crew pretty much the same, but the running back, Cannon Katzer, who runs like he's shot out of a cannon. And we've got the timeout on the field. As a little miscommunication with the second team for Mount Spokane. 35-7 left. 4 minutes remain in this third quarter. We'll be back for KSPT and Rock 103 after this.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
P1FCU gives you the freedom of control. Lost or stolen debit card? You have the control to stop fraud in its tracks by turning off your card from your smartphone. Traveling? Limit usage based on your location. Set up notifications and receive instant transaction and spending alerts. It's time to take control of your debit card with Mobi Money included with your checking account only at P1FCU. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, so now with a 2nd and 13 awaiting them, Mount Spokane out of their timeout. Chris Chatford, Jay Vandenberg, and our Statman extraordinaire tonight, Barry Burke, along with you here from Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, as Mount Spokane comes in as advertised. And they're as good as you can imagine. There's a deep ball thrown out, and it is going to be dropped. Good coverage, though, by Jake Ryan, as A.J. Newcomb was going for Tommy Medill, and Ryan was running step for step with the receiver. It's 3rd and 13.
Yeah, great coverage right there by Jake Ryan, Chris. It's, again, doing a great job of closing the distance on this defender, but not getting too close where it could be pass interference, but gets right into his hip pocket. A very good job right there.
Well, one of the things that really has seen improvement from this Bulldog defense from week one to now is the play of the cornerback.
I totally agree, Chris. One of the best, more improved spots here on that defense, that secondary.
So 3rd down. Fake handoff, rolling out. It's Newcomb. Newcomb looking, and now he's going to try and run. He's going to get knocked down at about the 49 as Peterson is right there. So gain of 4 on the play, but it's going to be 4th down, and it'll be punting time for Mount Spokane. Bulldogs defense holds
Yeah, again, nothing happening downfield. Bulldogs secondary doing a great job of just covering the receivers and forcing Newcomb to tuck the ball. And Peterson comes in and makes a nice tackle there. Gets off his block and brings down the quarterback.
So it looks like it's Medill back to punt it away. Bulldogs not back terribly deep, standing at the 25-yard line, only about 20 yards, 22 yards down the field. Snap is back, kick is up, it's high, and the fair catch is called for, and the Bulldogs then run away from it wisely.
Well, they got to give them a little more room than that to catch the ball.
Yeah, you would think. Ball's at the 24. That's where the Bulldogs will take over. First and 10. Coming up after the game, it's the Peabody Center postgame show. Tomorrow, it's Vandals football on KSPT. Vandals take on Eastern Washington. Pregame at 11 with the kickoff at noon. And I would dare say a pretty big game for the Petrino regime.
That's a big game. You know, Eastern Washington had their number here for the last couple of few years, Chris. And, you know, I know the Vandals off to a slow start. Yeah, they had an opportunity to win last week against Wyoming.
There's a handoff up the middle, trying to get it to Benefield, and he's going to carry guys for a yard or two, but that's about it. He was met in the backfield, and second down and nine coming for the Bulldogs as they give him a short one. Bulldogs' best possession was the first one of this third quarter. They ran it right down Mount Spokane's throat pretty much all the way for a touchdown by Benefield. Now second down. Another hand off to Benefield, and he's hit hard right at the line of scrimmage.
It was like Cox that time on the drive.
Cox, yep, you're right.
Yeah, low snap again. Jackson Fire is pretty steady Eddie there, but couple snaps going back to Jackson. Jackson's having to make some good plays back to catch the ball.
So third down and eight after the gain of one. Headed back to pass, but we've got flags flying, usually signifying the Bulldogs being in some sort of motion situation. It is. So a little tougher for the Bulldogs than it was to now third and 13.
If they can't Max Seelberg's been pretty quiet tonight, Chris, and see if they can't get him involved here in this passing game as they're been double-teaming Chris Niemel all night.
They hand it to Niemela. Niemela's got a first down, and boy, he breaks away. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. He cuts against the grain at the 30. He's still on his feet. He could go. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's running out of angle. He's going to be knocked down at the 8-yard line. Third and 13 from the 21-yard line, and a flag at the very end. And so the Bulldogs probably going to get a little extra yardage out of this at the very end. 21 down to the 8.
Yeah, and one of those chippy Wildcat players down there getting right into Jackson Bennett's face there as he's down there to help his player up off the field and kind of gives him a little shove, it looks like, after the play.
So the officials are sorting this one out. So let's see. We got 21 yards of the 50. And then 30, 40, one more yards. So a nice little, what, about 71?
I love that play call, Chris. Again, that's when they pulled that tackle and guard out there on that little, little screen play out to the right side. And, Casey gets out there, makes a nice kick out, blocks it. Connor, I believe it was Hutchins out there, kicked it out, and Niemel was able to get into the middle and then make the one guy miss and, boy, off to the races there, and a great job right there by Christian Emo making that happen. It's a good blocking at the initial point of attack.
Yeah, he got around the outside of the defense, and then as they tried to angle him off, he cut it back against the grain, and that gave him an extra 20 yards. So another big play for the Bulldog offense. 1:21 left here, third quarter. Bulldogs facing first and goal, handed off to Cox, who's trying to back into the end zone, and he's going to get there, I think. Really close. Nope, just short. Down to the one. The chain gang was a little slow waiting for the penalty to be assessed, so they get all the way down from the 5 to the 1. It's a gain of 4. It'll be second and goal from the
Clippers
1.
Like, hey, there's a penalty on the play. You guys got to let them know what's going on so they can get down there. And he's letting that rookie lineman have it. All right.
Into the end zone for the Bulldogs on a 1-yard plunge. It stinks. Garrett Cox, there's the signal. Bulldogs back on the board. 35-13, 41 seconds left here in this third quarter. I asked it after the first score. I'm going to ask it again. Is it time to maybe try an onside kick here?
I don't know, Fritz. you know, Mount Spokane's kind of taking us, you know, put some backups here and here in the third quarter. So I don't know. You know, we'll see.
Well, if you do try the onside kick, you're probably going to get the first team. Offense back out on the field.
You're probably right.
Well, we'll find out after this. Bulldogs score. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 in 60 seconds.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
We're back at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field, and people who get up and read the paper in the morning, if it stays in a similar spot, I think, man, you know, Mount Spokane just thoroughly dominated the Bulldogs, and they, you know, offensively they have. There's no doubt about it. But for their own efforts, the Bulldogs have been in the red zone, what, 5 times?
Yeah.
And come up with 2 touchdowns. So that's, that's 21 or 17 points gone wanting for Sandpoint. That would make this a completely different situation. They do squib it, but it's right down the middle and taken at the 25. Then the ball's loose. Going to be gathered up again by Mount Spokane. And they'll start it at about the 33-yard line. Offense back on the field for Mount Spokane. We'll see who they send out there this time. Looks like it's still going to be the backups with 38 seconds left in the third quarter. Bulldogs down 35-13. Of course, the Bulldogs throwing in some second-string guys now as well on defense as Hutchins is out there. The starting D line is out, but you've got some backup linebackers and defensive backs patrolling the field right now for the Bulldogs. Newcomb with a man in motion, hands it off to that man. That's 34, another new running back, and he's got a big gain, about 9, 10, maybe even 11 yards for number 34, Ty Haney.
Yeah, again, just the motion, giving it to the motion guy coming across the field, Chris, to the short side of the field, and he's able to turn it up inside and find a nice gain, a nice hole for short of the first down. Is that what they're saying?
I think they're giving him the first down. I'm not sure. Yeah, first down. The refs are a little slow signaling those things, so the chain gang is like, come on, guys. You're making us look bad here. We can't move until you tell us to move. It's not our job to assess whether it's really a first down or not. So now, out of the first down run, the officials... They're just going to let the third quarter run out. So 35-13, Bulldogs have 2 touchdowns on the board in the third quarter. We've got your exciting fourth quarter of action on the way after this on KSBT and Rock 103.
Hey there.